Today's January 15th, 2025. Current Bitcoin price is $99,541.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Man, oh man, we have had a roller coaster ride when it comes to price movement, huh?
Yeah. Last time we spoke, it was a little over 100. We're like, yeah, it's reclaimed 100. And that didn't last.
We jinxed that one. We went from, where were we at? That 100, 102,000, it looks like we got up to around that area. Got that rejection off of there, tanked down to, looks like 91,000, then climbed up to 95,000, then dropped back down to 89,000. And now we are back up into the near 100,000. Like, we've been up and out of it a couple times today. Currently, right now, we're at 99,541. So it has been a swing and a half.
Yeah, it just feels like, at least, I don't know what it's going to look like. I mean, this is the last throes of the Biden administration in America. A week from now, Trump's going to be in charge. So who knows what comes in when he steps into the office. And I think that's maybe where we can get another lift, or maybe we'll experience more sideways chop for a while. Who knows?
Yeah. I think we talked about this last recording too. You know, is this going to be one of those buy the rumor, sell the news kind of things where we're going to see this increase in price up until he gets to office? I mean, we're going to go into some things later into the episode, but kind of talking about some of those things. But first off, let's talk about theoreticals. Where are we sitting right now?
Well, theoretical purchases purchased back in October 2023. $3,000 would have netted you 0.0885 Bitcoin. And at 99,000, I mean, you're still doing pretty good. It's $8,800 of value from 3,000. If you would have purchased basically 9 months ago, or close to 9 months ago now, at the halving, the $1,000 would have bought you 0.01564 Bitcoin. And today's valuation, that is now worth $1,557. So, I mean, you still have a decent gain.
Yeah.
Just not quite as impressive as the other one.
Yeah. And we've seen that kind of fluctuate quite a bit too. It's nice to see it definitely above, our initial buy-in price or theoretical buy-in price. The other thing that we posted right away too is what we normally do within our Discord is we posted what the ETF flows coming from Farside were looking like. And it was nasty, I think. Last time we recorded, it was fairly nasty up until like the just a couple days before we started recording, or the day we recorded, right?
Yeah.
And this time, I mean, it's not too different. It looks like a pretty bloody mess for the most part. Although there was a solid chunk there, I think probably around the time that we recorded last, where we had the $900 million day, $978 million day to follow. And then 52.4 million, that's nothing really crazy there. It's funny that 52 million is nothing, but nothing can in comparison to what we've seen with some of the other stuff. And then after that, we just saw blood red. Obviously we had nothing on the 9th because that was Jimmy Carter's funeral, right?
I guess so. Yep.
Yeah. And then January 10th was a bloodbath. January 13th was a bloodbath. January 14th was a bloodbath. And then today, it looks like it took a swing back up the positive side. So a lot of chop, a lot of crazy movements in the markets. One of the big things that came out today, too, is we got a CPI print. So when I saw the price action earlier today, I assumed the CPI was lower than expected, but it actually was higher. So
yeah, Bitcoin markets kind of do the opposite sometimes of what you think they would do, depending on the news.
Yeah. So CPI increase for December's, the CPI actually came in at 2.9%, and they were only forecasting it to be at 2.8. You know, and this is going to increase the complications for the Federal Reserve's efforts to control inflation going into 2025. I mean, previously we were at that high of 9.1, so it's good to see it come back down, but we know the numbers are weird. I'm kind of curious to see what the CPI, what the new basket numbers are going to actually be based off of for January.
No, it's going to be interesting. And, I mean, we've been saying it the whole time. It just seems like gaslighting this whole time. I know there's some crazy stuff going on. I mean, there's fires in LA. It looks like Armageddon over there.
Yeah.
Some of like grocery prices, some of the food is, I think it's taken a substantial jump up, especially eggs.
Yeah, eggs for some reason. Eggs. Went through the roof again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it because of the avian bird flu thing? Is that what they're going to blame that one on?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Well, but then, you know, when a whole group of chickens catches the avian bird flu, they just kill them all in that area.
Yeah.
Prevent the spread, which doesn't seem to prevent the spread because it just keeps spreading. So, I don't know. Things are still squirrely.
Oh, for sure. When you have like half the country burning, not half the country, but I mean, LA's burning. You got people like in Atlanta, Georgia, that are getting all kinds of snow. I think even down in the Houston area, they got all kinds of snow, which is fairly uncommon for those areas. We were colder than Canada yesterday and today. It's just weird weather, man.
Yeah, it's strange times.
For sure, but Biden will get you that $750 check to all you Californians that lost your house.
You're going to get 100% reimbursement. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So CPI, I don't know. I guess I'm not too shocked. I mean, they were like, oh, well, consumer spending was high in December. Well, of course it was. It was Christmas. Americans will always go into debt for Christmas, it seems like. They're like, we will max out them credit cards. I don't know. It's hard to say. There's a lot of optimism with Trump and Bitcoin, and I really do hope he comes through with some of that. And I think we've kind of alluded to that in the podcast before, but I think he's going to base his success off the stock market and Bitcoin.
That's just kind of the Trumpian way to do things. I mean, when he was in office, he was bragging on Twitter about the levels that the S&P got to and mm-hmm. the Dow Jones and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's going to be his measuring stick.
Which, and we'll touch on that here in a little bit, but you know, a lot of the stuff right now with Bitcoin being back up to 100,000, Reuters. So one of the big things too, Gary Gensler is going to be stepping down as of Monday. Is that the 20th?
Yeah, that's the day Trump gets inaugurated. So
yeah. So hopefully we'll have crypto friendly head of the SEC coming on board. You know, that's going to be a huge. I'm assuming it's going to be a huge boon to the cryptocurrency market and Bitcoin in general. You know, and there's a lot of hope that Trump on day one is going to sign up a bunch of executive orders that are going to be beneficial to Bitcoin. I still haven't heard anything further. I know the DOJ approved the sale of the seized Bitcoins that the government had, but I haven't heard if that's actually happened. But, you know, we kind of alluded to the Operation Chokepoint 2.0. I think you were kind of talking about that last episode, right?
Yeah, talked about it a couple times recently.
And hopefully that ceases. You know, it hasn't ever been officially admitted to, but hopefully that, whatever that was, goes away. There's one on here that I was pulling up before we got going. SAB 121 repeal. I'm not familiar with what the SAB is. Do you know what that is?
I can't say I do.
Let me see if I can find something on that. But they're saying SAB 121, the repeal of the SEC's SAB 121, which requires banks to count crypto as liabilities, is expected to trigger a significant Bitcoin price rally.
Hmm.
So I wonder, go ahead.
If they're counting them as liabilities, yeah, that's basically discouraging banks from holding it, right?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So it's Staff Accounting Bulletin number 121 is guidance issued by the SEC that provides interpretive guidance for entities with obligations to safeguard crypto assets held for their platform users. It requires custodians of digital assets to account for them as liabilities on their balance sheets. And wow, that's kind of dirty. This guidance has been controversial, with critics arguing that it imposes erroneous capital requirements on banks and could deter them from scaling their crypto business. The House of Representatives recently voted to overturn this guidance, but it remains a significant topic of debate. Well, and it sounds like as soon as the new SEC chair comes in there, it'll get taken care of. And then we're probably going to see a lot more institutional inflows into Bitcoin. There's still a lot of, I've seen a lot of predictions about 245,000 for the peak of this cycle. I personally would like to see it at least get to 200,000, but we'll have to see. It depends on how much this takes off with.
I've seen some theoretical people saying that they expect it to get to 300. So, I mean, I think 200 is more realistic, but I mean, if things really take off with Bitcoin, when it makes that move up, it gets pretty nuts. So,
yeah, no, it does. And it could still, I still don't want to say that we're going to go into a super cycle this cycle, but 200,000 of Bitcoin this cycle, that just makes me smile. 300,000 of Bitcoin this cycle makes me smile.
Indeed.
That's just nuts. The markets, like, we had a pretty down beginning of the week, but the markets look like they're starting to make money again. They go through the same thing every time. They get all freaked out, panicked. A couple days, then they're like, oh, yeah, we want to make money again. And then they go green. I was looking at just some of the markets on here. Oil is up. It's at $80 a barrel. Gold is up 0.06%. Silver is up 0.15% increase. Yeah. I mean, things are looking pretty good. We'll have to see what tomorrow brings as well.
For sure.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of interesting with Trump's inauguration. I wonder what executive orders he'll do.
You know, I think that may have a lot more play in the market, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, if he doesn't do anything with crypto yet, then I think we're looking at like another month of chop at least.
Yeah. If he doesn't announce anything day one out the gate.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of crazy to think about, but the previous all-time high that we crossed was back in March. It was about March 15th, March 14th.
Yeah.
And we're already 10 months past that. I mean, we're going to have that anniversary coming up here soon.
That's so crazy.
And we experienced the longest bit of chop I've ever seen in Bitcoin from basically March through November.
Yeah, basically it was
8 months election. Of chop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in this cycle, I think we're going to have those moments where it just kind of stalls out and it does its weird things. It'll bounce. I mean, it bounced from $10,000 or actually more, right? More like $12,000 a chop just in this past week or so.
Oh,
that's 10 days.
Yeah. Heck so. Yeah. And I mean, eventually it will, like, the chop will subside, but we still have a ways to go before we finally get to that point. It's just, I don't know. Even Michael Saylor, he's been like super bullish today on the X. You know, he's been posting all kinds of crazy stuff, but I still wonder what he knows. Like, Trump knows what he's going to do. He knows what executive orders he's going to sign.
Yeah.
I mean, if he day one announces that the strategic reserve, done, signing it. And then I haven't heard anything further on Cynthia Lummis's plan, but.
Yeah, well, if that were to pass Congress and be signed by President Trump, that's just, I mean, we thought we hit, the boosters were lit before. That's like pure hydrogen.
That's going to be a Fast and Furious scene where they're unloading the the nitro tanks and they're unscrewing it and they're going to hit their buttons.
That's right.
Nitro. They just flip the switches over and over and over. Too soon.
Too soon. Just like Paul Walker.
Oh, that's me. Sorry to all the Paul Walker fans out there that listen.
Nothing against Paul Walker. It's bad joke.
Anything else you wanted to bring up today?
No, that's it. We'll just kind of spray and pray, I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
Dirty.
Things will get spicy next week.
Yeah. Definitely we'll record again. I don't know. We may have to. Is 20th is the inauguration?
Yeah, it's Monday.
Maybe we'll have to record an episode on Monday.
Monday is shortly thereafter.
Oh, that's MLK Day, huh?
Yeah.
Are they going to inaugurate him on MLK?
It usually happens that way, or...
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The 6th always... That the January 6th is the day that the Electoral College certifies the election.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks after that's the inauguration, so I think it is.
Okay. Well, there we go.
They'll do it on a holiday.
Well, if we see craziness on Bitcoin on Inauguration Day, maybe we can get together and record.
Well, I don't know if we're going to see a whole lot of craziness if MLK...
Oh, yeah. Everything will be shut down. There'll be no trading that day. You're right. Yeah. We'll wait. We'll wait and do our regular kind of time. Cool. Was there anything else you want to bring up tonight?
I think that's it.
All right. Everybody keep an eye out there on some CPI and don't buy any overpriced eggs.
That's right. Buy that Bitcoin instead.
There you go. Bye.
Bye.